Time again for our weekly visit with Slate and Day to Day's advice columnist, Dear Prudence. This week's letter, read by a Day to Day staffer, is from a woman who wants her friend to fess up.
Dear Prudence, I have a friend, Catherine, who is a post-op transsexual. She was once a he, and appears by most standards as an attractive female. However, Catherine is currently dating a man who does not know about her past. She told me she'd tell him when she's sure he loves her. Fred's a nice straight man who I think should have known about Kate's secret a few months ago. Kate's an old friend from high school, whom I've stuck by with all the trials and pain she's endured. Now I feel like an accomplice to a huge lie. Do I tell Fred? Do I wait for Kate? It's a strange problem, and I have no one to ask. Help! Signed, Questioning Friend.
Dear Quest, M. Butterfly and a few details notwithstanding, straight Fred will most likely discover the secret on his own. And you are in no way an accomplice unless the three of you are, shall we say, in love. You have no standing in this matter, as it were. Kate may learn the hard way that forgetting a gender change is not in the same category as omitting the fact that one had a brief annulled marriage, for example. Unfortunate reality. If you, Kate, and Fred are all in the same town where you two girls went to high school, the secret is a cherry bomb waiting to explode. It has been Prudy's experience that you can warn a friend once, maybe twice, and then you must step back. Signed, Prudy Historically.
You can send your tales of woe to Prudence, also known as Margot Howard, at prudence@slate.com. Or leave Prudy a message on our answering machine, and that number is 310-841-5180.